Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Leave your remarks there or your queries there. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, your mob? Let's look at top stories with news here today. Australians are the most stupidest humans. We asked a hacker why they target us. And there's all the mojos, or the laughing mojos. Other news here, Melbourne tops Sydney as Australia's biggest city on technicality. Other news, The Guardian, Penny Wong dismisses Paul Keating's claim that the military has taken over Australian foreign policy. It's a statement right there from the Australian, from The Guardian. Other news here, The Australian, Defence blames braking fault in Hawkeye armoured vehicles for reluctance to supply Ukraine. Chris Ridgway promised to investigate his huge profits and never paid a cent. This is his confession statement there. How rich is King Charles? His personal net worth revealed. And, so that's a statement here regarding the royals. Jessica Watson mustered mental and physical strength to sail the world alone. Then she faced something, shares how lessons learnt at sea helped her navigate the waves of grief over losing a partner. Family's heartbreak over son's freak accident. 3-year-old boy seriously injured after freak fall in Melbourne. Then you see Keanu Reeves and girlfriend Alexandra Grant share passion kiss on 2023 Mocha Gala red carpet. Other statements here. Where are we? The buck stops here. Let's look at some Indigenous news, First Nation news. What's happening in this space for our mob? Where are we on the news here? But have your say, mob. Yana Strong, do add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Jacinta Price's warning. This is regarding the voice to Parliament. Jacinta Price's warning shot at ABC's Patricia Carvelis over Indigenous voice to Parliament. The ABC has defended Patricia Carvelis after Jacinta Price said she has serious reservations about being interviewed by the RN Breakfast host about the Indigenous voice to Parliament. However, in response to Price's criticism, an ABC spokesman on Sunday passionately defended Carvelis, stating RN Breakfast and its host, Patricia Carvelis, has managed all sides of the debate in a non-biased manner and will continue to do so. The falling out between Price and Carvelis appears to have become personal. Price, a vocal no advocate, was upset by a 17-minute interview by Carvelis with Noel Pearson in November, in which Pearson scathingly described the coalition senator as being trapped in a red-necked celebrity vortex. And during a heated estimates hearing in February, fronted by ABC boss David Anderson, Senator Price has lashed out at Carvelis' November interview with Pearson. Price claimed to the ABC boss Carvelis had failed to challenge Pearson's strident views about the coalition senator. In November, Patricia Carvelis, interviewing Noel Pearson, chose to listen to his views on me being described as trapped in a redneck celebrity vortex and that I was being used by right-wing think tanks to punch down on blackfellas, Price told Anderson. At no point did Ms. Carvelis attempt to intervene and or challenge Mr. Pearson's views, but accepted them wholeheartedly. So that's a statement there from Jacinta Price. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. All ears here for your yarn. Up and coming events, we got here in Cairns, the CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Be having a yarn soon with the director there, Francois Lane. Also having a yarn with Nick Taylor, Chief Audiology Professional Health Checks on the back burner at Cost of Living Hits Hard. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
shell or proper small money. This working place, you me call him all ground or key.
Aki matana I black swan I.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Kaidu Baba. That's Signature Ripu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up's yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob to Delhi. Now, Kaif, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, committed to ethical and authentic marketplace for Indigenous art. With that, we're going to catch a yarn with the KIF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair Artistic Director, Francis Lane, on the line. Let me just confirm that on the line. Francis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Please forgive me. Pronunciation of your first name?
Francois.
That's right. Thank you, Francois.
You said it right, Trevor.
Thank you. Get my tongue tied. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Francois.
Okay, sure.
Who's your mob? Where you from? Tell us your story, my dear.
Sorry, thanks.
Talk to me.
So my mob are the Sabatino and Durante families from up in the Torres Strait.
Yes.
So we're connected back into Mer and the Kalarik people. So it's quite a big family.
Yes.
And I live here in Cairns.
Beautiful. Thank you. And congratulations on your new appointment, Artistic Director, KIAF, Cairns News Art Fair. Now, we're talking about KIAF committed to ethical and authentic marketplace for Indigenous art. So are we talking about interference damaging the integrity of Australia's Indigenous art practice? So for such an affair, like Cairns News Art Fair, 12 years running, world-renowned, are we talking fake art here, are we, Francois?
I guess we're talking about KIAF offering an ethical marketplace where buyers come from all over Australia to purchase Indigenous artworks from across Queensland, knowing that they're purchasing works that have been made by Indigenous artists.
Okay, yes. What do we need to do to protect the art, so precious, our art?
It is precious, and I think the stories that have come out in The Australian over the last week and a bit, where there's, I guess it's raised questions around ethical practice in Central Australia, it brings home the importance of the industry ensuring that they uphold ethical practices in the sale of artwork,
yes.
And that they honour the rights of Indigenous artists with, you know, around copyright and around intellectual property and around artist moral rights. So I think it's really brought home that our art,
yes,
is precious, and just as our culture is precious, and that for Indigenous artists creating work, it is very much closely connected with how they express their connection to their culture and to country, and we want to do our best in ensuring that at KIAF we maintain those ethical, I guess, principles,
exactly,
in the way that we're selling works and presenting it.
Francois, I will the fact that I take my hat off to KIAF since its inception in 2009, always has and always will be committed to providing an ethical and authentic marketplace to purchase art, craft and cultural artefacts, made by Queensland, Australia's Torres Strait Island artists. I mean, they've done a fantastic job, created a beautiful platform that protects our artists, but also a platform for our First Nation people to be in business.
Yes, that's right. And that's really important, you know, mob supporting mob, and encouraging, providing those platforms. I mean, we've had stories just in the time that I've been with KIAF as the new artistic director, from fashion designers participating,
yes,
in the fashion for the first time last year, just saying it was being approached by the KIAF team that encouraged them to put forward a collection for the fashion performance, and then within a few months they're showing that same collection,
yes,
down in great big fashion shows down in Sydney, and you know, and they're participating again. But these kind of stories are repeated again and again.
Exactly.
And they're mob who are sole practitioner artists, or they have small business, and KIAF gives them an opportunity to platform and showcase the wonderful products,
yes,
and artworks and performances that's out there, and so I mean, that's why we have such a big following. People love coming and sharing in the Indigenous culture and being immersed by it, and then, you know, just being mob supporting mob is a really big,
exactly,
thing.
Well, I've always said that we are wealthy just being black, you know. Just got to get proactive, get our skin in the game in the business world, fit in both camps, culture and business. So it is a great platform in that sense. Give us a bit of background, Francois, regarding your first appointment as for this year, Cairns and Digital Art Fair. Background, where do you come from in the business sense, and what have you done before this, Francois?
Yeah, sure. So my background is in the built environment. I am a qualified interior architect.
Okay.
And I have over 20 years experience practicing in that space. So I was in business with Andrew Blaine, who's also an Aboriginal architect. His people are the Dangari people from northern New South Wales. And he was one of the first Indigenous architects, I believe the first registered architect in Queensland. So my background has been around designing spaces for Indigenous people. And I started off, my first job there was in, when I left uni, was working in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander housing in their design unit back. So that was the first of its kind in Queensland government, and I was part of the team that brought in the simple idea of having an outside kitchen with a sink and where you can clean up fish out in the remote community.
Beautiful.
So yeah, really simple stuff. So, but I've always had, my first love has always been art, but you know, you kind of get told when you're younger, how are you going to make a living being an artist, you know? And so I thought I'd try and make a living being a designer, but my heart's always been with the arts.
And here you are wearing the hat as the artistic director for Kansas Art Fair. Meant to be.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, meant to be. And so,
and closer to home as well.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, closer to the Straits. And I like to get up there as much as I can. And I take that time out to create artwork when I do go up there too, not just see family, but
I'm
just inspired by the country.
Exactly.
And I've worked with other community groups around the Cairns region in creating or doing art, leading art projects as well. So I've been around for a while and in the arts so I'll throw my hat in the ring for this wonderful job, and I've been
given the reins.
To be given it, exactly. So I better perform, eh?
You better perform. We're watching you. But look, you got big shoes to fill in regarding a sister beforehand who's moved on. She wore beautiful slip-ons, so you'll slip right in there, so no dramas. Look, steer a fantastic ship. And we as Bummer Bipper, we are great partners with you guys in Cairns Digital Art Fair from the get-go back in 2009. So, of course, we'll be there once again in regard to outdoor broadcasts and interviews and yarns and just keep everybody up to date. But thank you for your yarn. Good to be talking with you. And we will talk very close to the event. Can you give us the dates again for when the event is happening, Cairns Digital Art Fair?
Yes, the opening is on Thursday the 13th of July, and it goes to Sunday the 16th of July. And we will be launching the program at the end of this month, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right, there's the date, Clement. Thank you very much, Francois. We'll yarn soon. All the best, sister, and keep smiling. We'll talk soon, eh?
Many thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
A beautiful young there, Francois Lane, the new Cairns and Digital Art Fair Artistic Director, talking about the topic of how CIAF is committed to ethical and authentic marketplace for Indigenous art. And that's a report relating to interference damaging the integrity of Australia's Indigenous art practice. So we need to do what we need to do to protect our mob, to protect our art, and talk about throwing outside the window fake art. And at the fair, that is, and what do we need to do to protect the art? So good to be yarning with her, and that is a date claimer there, you mob, for Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Do check it out online, CIAF, C-I-A-F, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Have you saying yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, with the Bally on Trevor Tip, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here, 1-800-422-416.
Oh, judge me, you ain't got the perfect life. Here with that sin, cast the first stone. See, can't even start, cause we're in the same boat. You got your demons to battle, and so do I. I can't live your life, and you can't live mine. In the end, we only answer to one. We ain't gonna help each other, we keep going on like this. Judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other, no. So much harder to do. I'll only love you if you love me too. So insecure and unsure, we let it taint our view. None of us ain't holding to me. Follow the truth. I need you, you need me. We need each other, we were created to be one body with many parts. If one of us is down, it should help the other up. Are you feeling what I'm feeling, or is it just me? Don't be blinded by your need and grief for money. Isn't it funny, the things I don't like about you are the same thing I don't really like about me. In the end, we only answer to one. We ain't gonna help each other if we keep going on like this. Judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other no more. If we keep going on like this, judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other no more. Speak to the queen in me.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying, yarn up strong, your mob, Two Deadly. All right, now health checks on the back burner as cost of living hits hard. New research reveals the increasing cost of living is causing important health checks such as hearing and eye tests to fall off the priority list. Over half, 52% of Australians, parents age 18 to 50 are foregoing health appointments, including health care costs and health services. For Australians worried about health check costs, Specsavers offers bulk billed eye health checks to everyone with a valid Medicare card and free 15-minute hearing checks. Now, on this topic, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Nick Taylor, Chief Audiology Professional, and talk about the health checks on back burner as cost of living hits hard. A very good morning to you, Nick. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Nick?
I'm based in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Can you tell us more about the research there, please?
Yeah, so the research we've been doing recently is finding that in these difficult economic climates, people are putting off some of their health appointments, particularly their eye appointments and their hearing appointments, for a number of weeks or months when actually they really need to try and keep on top of those health conditions.
And I talked about some of the health checks, but what are health checks falling off Aussie's priority list? Could you give us some titles there, please?
Yeah, so it's really important, even as we go through these tough economic times, that people really keep on top of their health. Mm-hmm. And the more obvious health conditions of your eyes and your ears, the things that we see and we use every single day,
yes,
are really important in terms of looking after not only for your immediate quality of life, but of course for the longer term outcomes of wanting to have a great time with your family and friends.
Yeah, so putting off health checks, it does create impact on a person's overall health, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does very much so, both physically and on their mental health. So we know that for both sight and hearing, it's really important that people have the ability to be able to communicate with their families, with their friends, with their communities.
Mm.
So keeping on top of that healthcare is just so important for them.
Well, we're talking about finance here. We're talking money here, but it's not an expense. This is investment. If you look after yourself, because yourself who takes you to work, if you're not looking after yourself health-wise, it can affect your work, and that creates more havoc, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. So we know people that have either severe hearing difficulties or sight difficulties, actually it's much harder to gain employment and to stay in employment once you're actually there. So you're quite right. It's absolutely crucial for people's lifestyle to keep on top of these health conditions.
So in actual fact, Nick, it's not an expense, it's an investment, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's very much an investment. And the great news, whether it be for sight tests or whether it be for hearing tests, actually it's covered under bulk billing by Medicare.
Okay.
So you can just go into your local Specsavers store and, you know, every 2 years you can have a sight test, every 3 years you can have a hearing test, and they will take care of it. So actually, at that stage, there's no real investment for you.
Sure.
It's about keeping on top of those health conditions.
It's about putting it in your diary, in your to-do list, so to speak. Going back to the statement priority list, it is a priority, so it's not a time problem, it's a priority problem.
Yeah, it's absolutely that. And listen, we know that people have busy lives, there's lots going on, etc. And it's something that's very easy to keep putting off.
Mm.
But actually, you're right, that prioritization of just spending that, it only takes a couple of hours, you know, that you can go and you can get your eyes tested, you can get your hearing tested, and then hopefully, tick, done, everything's good, you can move on for the next couple of years.
Well,
but of course, if you need our help,
yes,
then we're there to be able to provide it.
Thank you. Well, pardon the pun, Nick, but I'm hearing you. But thank you very much for your yarn and all the best to you. And we'll keep in touch. You take care, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. Nick Taylor, his name is, Chief Audiology Professional, and health checks on the back burner as cost of living hits hard. So sometimes we've got all four walls closing in on us. What bills do we need to pay? Need to put food on the table or get the new shoes for the kids for school or for football, what have you, for sports. But it's about investing in yourself, you mob. So don't forget bulk buying as well, the protection in regard to your costs. But always do your health checks. Very important to do so, such as hearing and eye tests. Otherwise, it's falling off the priority list, and we need to make that a priority. Look after yourself first, so then you can look after your family, your mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Say what, say what? Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, yeah, come on.
Got a big dream for a baller like me. Word around the city, where the hell have I been? In the basement, hiding away like a caveman. But once I had the dream to be famous, but now it's gone. I'ma move on and stick to this music. And people who play this, using my favorite, telling your friends about Nugget. You just discovered a whole new artist. I'm always on top of my fashion game. I don't ever wanna lose my classiness. I'm the man of this, no counterfeits. Got real though, all my ballers know. We go for gold on that yellow brick road like KR. Started this shit up in grade 9. We multiply, no word of lie. Street scholarship is all we get. Your weed lit like Molly did, and running from Babylon harassing us. All my life I just wanna make music, even though the struggle is real.
to say. I think that y'all don't get the picture. Well, fuzzy, I'm still standing with my knockers. Knocking blocks, just empty, oh, that they socks. Get my ball of the top, they only get out. Oh, open them damn ass thoughts. This is a shout out to my ballers in the hood that can't make. It's a bad man's world, just keep blazing. We rise up, we ain't lost in the mist. So don't forget about this, cause I envision it. Pick up the puzzle, then recreate this. Sipping on Hennessy, smoking weed. Niggas put on the beat, call up B. Tell him that we on some new shit. MVP hits the block, rug him up. Like my ballers pop said, we them lions of the East Coast. Still color coded, blue with black. In the love of rap, still make them streets clap.
All my life, I just wanna make music. Even though the struggle is real.
Yeah, just want to make music. That's Nuggets featuring Shogun and Young Flow here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And catching up with, who we are? I think we're Michael. Michael New on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Yes, it is my bala. Michael Newey, good morning. How are you, bala?
Yeah, steady.
Yeah, good. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm more of a First Nation man from the better half of the world.
From there on the top Pacific. We're Torres Straits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Pacific, everywhere, but we all own this planet.
Mm-hmm.
We got to look after it, and we all come from somewhere.
Exactly. Well, they're looking for life on other planets like Mars. We should look after this planet first, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that's all them devil mob. They want to go this
true.
Trying to go look for devil.
True.
Yeah, but
you got the best planet
the
here.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The rainforest people. Before the sea rose, then we become seafarers. That's
yes.
Where we had all the big canoes and everything.
Yes, my brother.
And the trade, you know, the trade. Yeah, the good way trade, you know. Trade
well, on. And we were trading with our brothers and sisters from PNG to Fiji. South Pacific
everywhere.
Islands, everywhere, hey brother. Well before the colonization happened in this country.
Yeah, but there was nobody in Europe when we were doing it.
Mm.
So we come to the 21st century now.
Yeah.
And we know that the evil forces want to destroy this planet. And they've been trying to destroy our lives for centuries all around the world. Like, genocide was committed against, you know, in Europe, against their own people.
Mm.
Then spread into Africa and then the rest of the world. That concept of empire building, the concept of what they can steal, like gold, diamond, gems. It's all fake stuff, you know, like they created... Created the royalty and all that kind of crap.
Mm.
And then they created money out of thin air.
Currency, exactly.
Yeah, to rule the world and make everybody go crazy. Mm. And so a lot of people that living off the grid and all that, well, they're having a good life.
Mm.
Whereas when we're stuck into the system that we're in today, that's why we have to sit equally at the table in all areas of this country, every office in this country.
Mm.
Not only the Parliament House in Canberra, but every office that where services are provided to our community, we have to be there.
Mm.
You know, making decision about Indinji, making a decision about Chapukai, making the decision about Kukayalangi.
Yep.
And everywhere else in this country, we have to make decisions. And they got to sit down and listen.
Well, we're talking treaty, aren't we?
They call it treaty, but it's all common sense stuff.
Yeah, true, if you look at it. Yeah, exactly.
It's just a human communication.
Well, stolen land always was, always will be.
Yeah, we got to teach now the next generation is that you got to live by the season.
Mm.
Don't worry about them other gammon calendar.
Yeah, thank you.
the calendar, German calendar that had been put out, whether it's a Christian calendar or whatever. Green's birthday.
Well, survived 60,000 years. So we sabi calendar, we sabi seasons
has
provided for us.
Yeah, that's why it's been, you know, we survived this long.
Yes.
And we got to get it out of that narrative too, 60,000 years. That's gammon.
Mm.
You know, as soon as them white people start saying, oh, you only been here for 60,000, then everybody carry that cock now. We've been here for forever before the dinosaurs. You know, if the dinosaur died out, we're still here.
Mm, there you go.
You know, if the dinosaur died out, we would have died out too.
Well, exactly.
But we didn't. We survived in the oldest rainforest in the world, from New Guinea all the way to Australia.
So, what's your thought on that? What's your thought on the voice? Are we heading in the right direction, or there should be a treaty before the voice, or if not, the voice is the next best thing at this point in time?
Well, we all have to have a voice, like everybody else. Like, we all have to have a say,
exactly.
Like I'm saying. We have to have a say in how this country is governed. Because nobody ever thanked us, yes?
Mm.
You know, to
well, they don't need to thank you if you're stealing, brother.
Yeah, but run away from their genocide country to come and, you know, treat us with genocide. That's why Albanese know that. We have to change the history of humanity. See, if we change Australia, then the other countries will look at us and say, hey, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, they're from the front.
They're starting to live like human beings.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know, we've got to stop the killing.
Mm.
We've got to stop the genocide that's perpetrated against our people. We've got to stop the stealing of gold and iron ore. Our people got to own those.
On our country, exactly.
They're
mined on
our
country. The land belongs to the people. So what's in the land is the people's.
It's ours.
Yes.
Yeah, they got to get through the top layer to get to the bottom layer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, from the air to the center of the earth is the land of the First Nation people.
Yeah, that's why it has to be all on equal terms.
Mm.
You know, equal rights and justice. If we don't have equal rights and justice, it'll always be genocide. It'll be one-sided all the time. And then we got, you know, when you got the no campaign, well, that's that ignorance coming out with people now, you know.
Mm.
The ignorance, they don't want to sit down and talk
because
they've been having their own way all the time.
Sure.
But that's why we got to sit down here in Cairns. There's a meeting, I think, Wednesday. Can that be advertised?
For the voice of parliament?
Yeah.
I have to check. We can check the webpage for the voice of parliament. They're having meetings, well, here in the state of Queensland. I know how it's
There's one in Cairns on Wednesday.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, one in Cairns.
So the organisers are listening. Give us a call and confirm that, please.
Yeah, that senator's place in Appleton Street there. I think it's near the art centre somewhere there. I'm not too sure, but someone
we'll
told
out.
Me it was one of the senators.
Are you in Cairns at the moment, TSI man?
Yeah.
You'll be attending. You'll be attending, brother?
Yeah, I'll be going.
So my question to you, are you for the voice or against the voice?
Yeah, I'm for it.
Okay,
because
good.
It's a genuine thing. It came from our people. They consulted all over the country. They came up to the Straits, consulted with everybody. You know, it makes sense because then we can talk about treaty. Then we can talk about our sovereignty.
Well, it gives us an opportunity to be at the table.
Yeah.
And I say for the people, you know, black or white, we have some of our brothers and sisters out there. Make mention of Jacinta Price and Warren Mundine, who are against it. Well, I say this, as a First Nation man, if not this, then what? Yeah, we ain't got no treaty. To me, it's the next best thing. And if you're talking about concerned about the grassroots people may miss out, well, if we get a voice, make sure that's on top of the agenda. Grassroots people.
Yeah.
You know, it gives us a vehicle is what I'm thinking. That's how I see it.
Well, give us a chance to, like I said, equal rights and justice.
Yeah.
we can decide also with the government of the day.
Yep.
This is our country,
yes.
First and foremost.
Yes.
And decide on the day that how laws are passed in this country and who decides who comes into this country.
Exactly. We've got to have a voice. You have to be at the table, of course. And it puts us at the table, doesn't it?
Yeah, discussing immigration, discussing, like you're playing Monopoly. They're playing Monopoly all over the world, the Monopoly game. Are we not in it?
Thank you. Yeah. We're not even on the board. We're not a car, we're not a shoe, we're not a ship.
Yes, sitting under the floor, they were playing cards.
True.
While they're playing Monopoly upstairs.
Good analogy, Michael Newey, good analogy. Exactly, got to be at the table. And it puts us at the table, doesn't it, to have a voice?
Yeah, you have to. You have no other way.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the same like when you have a person. I'm sorry that I just want to say condolences to all the family, you know, the lost loved ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Auntie Jenny and family.
Yeah, true, yeah, well, exactly.
My auntie, love her. Miss her now.
Yeah, too beautiful, exactly.
Yeah,
old people are passing on and there's still nothing happening in this space. Yeah. And all the activists have gone before us, are with us in spirit, looking down, you know what I mean? We are still in the fight.
Oh, yeah, it's just to me, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Things don't change. Yeah, if I don't see equal rights and justice for our people, or any people, not only our people, but all people.
Yes.
You know, the scourge of ice and alcohol, and, you know, you got to close all the pubs down, close all the bottle shops, and close the supply of tobacco and all that. Because when I see people...
White man medicine, white man weapon.
Yeah, it's poison.
Poisoning everybody. Yes.
And they're profiting from it.
Yeah.
People's misery and death, you know. And when I see people pick up cigarette butt every day and looking in bins around kids, you know, that's a sign.
Yeah, sure.
That's a sign of neglect. It's a sign of genocide.
Poverty, genocide, yep.
Yeah. And because of the scourge of alcoholism, and drugs and all that.
Mm.
You know, I see it everywhere. It's happening to everybody's family.
Mm.
And the problems get bigger and bigger.
And it's being ignored, and that's why we've got to have a voice, to have our say
on
all facets of life.
Yeah, discuss what's good for this planet and what's good for the next generation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want my children to grow up free of addiction.
Yes.
Free of mental health, you know, free of going to the hospital because the hospital themselves refuse to bring stem cells into the country and roll it out. And if you look at the research that I've been studying for the last 30 years, is that stem cells is the cure for everything in this world. But the pharmaceutical companies are blocking.
Yep. Well, it's a money-making machine, isn't it? Keep giving out medicines.
I can fly anywhere around the world and go to a stem cell clinic and be treated.
Yes.
But I can't do it in Australia.
Mm.
But I found out that in Townsville, they've been administering stem cells to leukemia patients and getting great results. And so it was some of my family have been there. They've been healed now because it's all it is taking your own stem cells.
Mm.
And mass producing it and putting billions of cells to boost your immune system and heal all your organs and your bones and make you young again, you know? Because our body is ravaged by age, because our DNA strand is dying, and on top of that, you got all the addiction on top and the...
Well, we were the healthiest place living on planet Earth before colonization. And we got our bush medicines, and so the voice could even have that conversation at the table as well, close that gap.
We got to get rid of all the sugarcane because it represents slavery.
Well,
grow food on the sugarcane country.
Yep.
Look at all the land wasted. Should be growing food and supplying the world with the best, organic food.
No sugar.
Fruit and veggies in the world. I don't see no coconut plantation.
Yep.
I don't see no mango plantation or any kind of plantation.
You make some very good points there, Michael, my brother. I've got to keep moving, but thank you for your yarn, my bella.
All right, see you at the meeting on Wednesday.
Big yes, sir. Thank you, bella. Yo.
Oh, sure.
Beautiful yarn there. Michael Newey, TSI, Torres Strait Islander man, who's down here in Cairns at the moment. And look, he's an activist and threw his hat in the arena of the political world as a independent many times, a couple of times actually. So there it is. He still uses this fantastic show as a vehicle, as a voice to put his statement across the table. So, yeah, speaking of the voice, there it is, your mob. Maybe you want to talk about that, the voice. That is my statement in regarding the voice. I think it's next best thing. We don't have a treaty, but here's something new at the table. Give it a shot. And for those people who disagree with it, well, what's plan B? If not this, then what? We're still in the darkness? I don't know. There it is. That's the conversation. And we're having yarns with people across this country in regard to that topic. But with that, Trinity Trev signs off here for today. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. Back in the hots again tomorrow, and National Talk Black 1 hour program it is, 12 noon to 11 a.m. to 12 noon. That's a Queensland time, and it is voice for our people. So yeah, do utilize it. 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text 24/7 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, and to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, Two Deadly Mob. Voice for our people in another facet, but yeah, people still listen to wireless, so a very deadly medium. But thank you for your time, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.